Long-term variability of class 1 methanol mazes in the high mass star-forming region Dr. 21.0 by Nicole Wenner et al. High mass stars play an important role in the interstellar medium, but much remains to be known about their formation. Class 1 methanol mazes may be unique traces of an early stage of high mass star formation, and a better understanding of such mazes will allow them to be used as more effective probes of the high mass star forming process. We present an investigation of the long-term variability of class 1 methanol mazes at 44 GHz toward the high mass star forming region Dr. 21.0. We compare observations taken in 2017 to 2012 and also to 2001 data from the literature. A total of 57 maser spots were found in the 2017 data, with center velocities ranging between minus 8.65 km per second to plus 2.56 km per second. The mazes are arranged in a western and an eastern lobe with two arcs in each lobe that look like bowshocks, consistent with previous observations. The general trend is an increase in intensity from 2001 to 2012, and a decrease from 2012 to 2017. Variability appears to be more prevalent in the inner arc of the western lobe than in the outer arc. We speculate that this may be a consequence of episodic accretion, in which a later accretion event has resulted in ejection of material whose shock reached the inner arc at some point in time after 2001. We conclude that class 1 methanol mazes are variable on long timescales, of the order of 5 to 10 years. This was long-term variability of class 1 methanol mazes in the high-mass star-forming region Dr. 21.0, by Nicole Wenner et al.